Walt Dib Tula Road Rage, we are back. Josh, as Romeo said, Ramona, Walt, I had the chicken parm sub from Moretti's today. It was outstanding. Jeff and Luke, come on, let's go. I want the chicken parm sub now. Come on, Jeff and Luke, it's a Friday. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. We need a care package, Jeff and Luke. We need some Friday offerings. Bring us like six of those chicken parm subs. We'll settle for that. Let's go with that. I'm going with that, Ramona. That sounds perfect to me. I love chicken parm. Let's go. Bama Rob. Rob, how are you, Rob? Good to have you.
Hey, good, Walt. A couple things I want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know how you have felt about Bama this year?
Yep.
And we've talked a couple times about that. So let me just kind of throw out a couple things from a obviously biased fan standpoint. Number one, I think you're selling our defense a little short. I think they've been really good this year. Also, in terms of the strength of schedule, I think even if we lose to Georgia, that gives us an argument for, you know, coming in and getting the final spot. So wanted to kind of get your take on that. You mentioned Auburn running up a bunch of passing yards on us. Most of those were kind of on, like, maybe one or two big broken plays, which, and those count too, but by and large, I think our defense has been a little bit better than you've given them credit for.
I guess my problem is I don't know how many really dynamic offenses you've faced. I mean, I think it's sort of hard to judge it in that regard. I'm just going to pull up your schedule. Oklahoma has no offense. Auburn has had no offense. LSU has had no offense. South Carolina has had no offense. Tennessee hasn't had. They've had some offense. Missouri, for the most part, hasn't had much offense.
Auburn's offense was playing a little bit better late in the year, though.
They are playing a little bit better, and they sort of took it out on you because, again, Daniels threw for like 270, and Simpson only threw for 120 yards. And Auburn controlled the last three quarters of that game. I mean, quite honestly, you know this, Rob. I mean, Auburn put the ball on the field like 20 different times, 20 different ways. They must have dropped 10 passes. I think there was a sequence where they fumbled three times in four plays. I mean, there were people writing me saying they're throwing the game or they're trying to. And it almost looked that way. And at the end, they're driving for a touchdown, and they fumble again. Now, again, you might
even then they were at midfield.
Oh, no, they were at the 22 yard line on that last.
You sure about that?
Yeah, 100% positive. Yeah, they were at the 22 yard line when they fumbled. So,
okay, but still, you have to assume they had to have a touchdown, and you can't assume they make it.
No, but you know what I'm saying is true. I mean, it was just an astonishing number of drops and mistakes by Auburn when it looked like they were in position one.
I guess my argument for us being in the playoffs, though, would be a couple things. Number one is, you know, if you've argued that we've overachieved,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I can see that. But, you know, at the end, your record is what it's, you know, you are who your record says. And we would have a third loss if we lost to Georgia, that's true. But we would also be facing a jeopardy that, say, Ole Miss wouldn't be facing.
Yeah, look. Let me make this clear, Rob. I have argued forever that championship games should be viewed as bonus games. Once you make that game, you should not be hurt by playing in it because other teams that did not achieve your level of success in your league do not face the same jeopardy by sitting idly by. So I've made that case forever, Rob. The thing is, no one wants to listen to that. And I, no matter how many times I've argued it, it hasn't been to anyone's benefit because they just don't adhere to it. So the reality of it, the reality of it is, if you lose that game, it's going to give you a third loss. And once it gives you a third loss, now people are going to say, Okay, well, they have the worst loss of any potential playoff team to a terrible Florida State team, and it's going to bring that loss back to life if you lose to Georgia.
They do. Okay, they do. Here would be the counter-argument. First off, I know it doesn't really, quote-unquote, matter that it was the first game of the season, okay, but if you factor that in, and you factor in, compare Alabama's strength of schedule to Notre Dame and Miami's strength of schedule. Alabama's strength of schedule was far and away better.
Yeah, I don't dispute that, Rob. But I think if you lose to Georgia, I think you're going to be the odd team out. I just do. I think you're going to be bumped by virtue of three losses. And at the end of the day, Rob, you're going to look back at the Florida State game and say, well, you shouldn't have lost that game. And that's the reality. You shouldn't have lost that game. And had you won that game, then this wouldn't be a subject for debate. But I think you can probably see this in your team. Your team is fading. You can see them fading. And the reason they're fading is Simpson's fading. And Simpson's fading because too much has been asked of him. You know, you have not had a running game all year, and it's been all put on a new quarterback's back in Simpson. And you can see him fatiguing, as I've been saying. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, you go back and look at some of his numbers earlier. 382, these are consecutively. 382, 276, 340, 253, 253, 257, 326. The last two have been 147 and 122.
All right, one last question, then I'll hang up and listen to listen to your response. If Alabama, was rested up, a couple weeks to rest up the bruises, give Ty a chance to rest up and that sort of thing, do you think that they would have a theoretical chance of winning the whole thing? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. I don't. I don't think this team is good enough to win a national championship. I think the defense is good but not great. I think the lack of a run game is just a killer. You just can't run the football. And I think that's a problem. The other problem is that Ryan Williams, what on earth has happened to Ryan Williams? I mean, when we started the season, Ryan Williams was first-team All-American receiver. He was in the same conversation as Jeremiah Smith. People were talking up Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. We talk about a season full of mysteries. Maybe the biggest mystery in this whole season is what has happened to sophomore wide receiver Ryan Williams. Because there are games, like in the Auburn game, he's not even playing. He's standing over on the sideline. He's not even playing. The announcers are openly wondering, why is Ryan Williams just standing over there? I don't know the answer, except he's not been productive all year. He has looked lost. He has looked weak. He has looked like he doesn't know where the Bama strength and conditioning program is. He has had a terrible year. He has 500 and something yards receiving. He has four touchdown receptions. Let me just check something. How many times has he led them in receiving? Twice. He led them against Wisconsin, and he led them against Tennessee. Those are the only two games all year that he has been their leading receiver. And I just don't – he's been, like, almost no part of the offense. This is a mystery. I mean, I don't care what you say about him. It's a mystery. It just makes me – I have all sorts of unanswered questions, and I don't know what to make of it. I have had some wild thoughts through my head on Ryan Williams and what's going on with him. I don't know. But the reality is you don't have him, basically. He's not a part of the equation. He's just a guy now, basically. And so you have an offense that is almost wholly reliant on the quarterback, Simpson, with no benefit of a run game. If Alabama had a star running back, and I don't care nothing about Jam Miller. All right, Jam Miller's just he's a jag. He's just a guy. I don't care about Jam Miller at all. Hill actually gives you a little physicality, but neither one of those guys are normal caliber Alabama runners. And we said this before the year. That's why I didn't like them. So to me, I think Simpson's fading because everything has been asked of him, and I just don't think you have a run game. I don't think the team is good enough. I don't. I think they're going to lose to Georgia. I know Alabama beats Georgia every time. I don't think Georgia's great either, but I think Alabama's going to lose to Georgia. I just I, I don't I think they've been really lucky of late. I think they've been fading. I don't think they've played a good-looking game in a long time. Look, they were lucky to beat South Carolina. They beat Auburn 20-9 in an ugly – excuse me, beat LSU 20-9 in an ugly game in which LSU had lots of chances and didn't convert, but that was an ugly game. They lost to Oklahoma at home. Then you had Eastern Illinois, and then you had the Auburn game, which – you know, they were outgained and outplayed for most of that football game, and Simpson had 122 yards passing against Auburn. I think if Simpson had some time to rest, I think it would make Alabama more viable. But I don't think Alabama is a national championship caliber team. I haven't thought so all year, and I've not seen anything change my mind. I'm very worried about that running game. You know, let me give you an example, okay? This is from the Tennessee game on, okay? Your leading rushers, Bernard, wide receiver, with 49 yards, Miller, 26, in South Carolina. Your leading rusher against South Carolina was Miller with 26 yards. Hill, 21 against LSU. These are your leading rushers. Hill, 60 against Oklahoma. Miller, 62 against Eastern Illinois. And Miller, 83 versus Auburn. That's why I don't think Alabama can win in any playoff. I simply don't think they run the ball well enough. I think that puts too much pressure on Simpson. And I think it's put too much pressure on him over the course of the year. And I think we're seeing that now. I don't think this team is good enough. That's the bottom line for me. I can't see it. And it's nothing against anybody. I just when I look at how they're constructed, I just don't think they're playing very well. I think they've been sneaking by. Georgia didn't look good against Georgia Tech at all. So Alabama has dominated Georgia, and so there's that factor. I can't deny that. I mean, so we'll see. Auburn Lolly writes, Auburn slammed Simpson to the ground hard numerous times in the game. He got beat up, and Georgia will bring it to him in spades. Know how that story ends. How about that? I sort of think that's true. I think we'll see, but I'm leaning towards that as the outcome. We're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk Clemson recruiting. You can continue to get in if you'd like. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about Ortho Laser of Spartanburg. What a great chance for you to heal and get well. 255-2555. That's three fives. Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. It's a short drive from anywhere in the upstate. Phone number is 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Their hours are Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. Recoverwithlight.com. And what do they provide? Look, you can heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatments are suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery, flexible treatment schedules. Sessions typically over several weeks, depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google. That tells you all you need to know. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases, like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries. Discounts for veterans and first responders. How about that? Cash credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payments via a payment plan called Sunbit. Allows patients to split costs into 4 interest-free payments if eligible. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients often find the cost very reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. And again, most of these NSAIDs and stuff you put in your body for pain, they kill your liver. This is 100% free of all of that as well. Again, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder, neck pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain. And this includes whether it's chronic pain, whether it's acute, whether it's post-replacement recovery, whether it's post-surgery, tendonitis, arthritis. It doesn't matter. They treat it all. How to, and getting started is easy. You just book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Tell them I say it. It's how it works. Their six-visit package is under $500. So, yeah, while it's not normally covered by insurance, it's really affordable for the relief that you are almost certainly going to experience. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. Recoverwithlight.com. Check it out. Call them. Take advantage of your free consultation and tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlon Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlon. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlon Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlon. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlonliving.com.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to New York City as they play the BYU Cougars in the 2025 Jimmy V Classic in Madison Square Garden. BYU is one of the most talented teams in the country, and the Tigers look to make a big statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6 p.m. with 6:30 being tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Up on the tiny wire, one side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tiny rope, one side's hate.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Don't do any of that. Your answer's right here in Greenville. Don't call any of those ridiculous 1-800 numbers that you know, ring in India or whatever. Hey, call David Green. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David's a Clemson grad. He's been helping people right in this community in the upstate of South Carolina for well over 20 years. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows what he's doing. He knows all the options available so you can take your life back, or they put liens on your property, garnish your wages. With an audit coming up, it does not matter. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. David Green understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change what you did in the past, but they can change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for well over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm would do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call David Green, the Green Law Firm, for free consultation. 271-7940, 271-7940. Tell them I sent you. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, E at the end, greenlaw.legal, and you will 100% thank me later. And by the way, David also does wills and estate planning, so you can contact him about that as well. And you will thank me later. All right, hey, Ramona. I sent Ben Milstead this song yesterday when I saw it on Twitter. This is the Penn State song. Do we know who did this? I don't have it in front of me right at the moment. What's that?
Yes, I do.
What were you just doing? Well, you had like finger up in the air.
Yeah, let me see. I wrote it on here.
Oh, you wrote
Tailgate Tune.
Tailgate Tunes. All right. This is the Penn State song that has finally met some resolution today. If you want to call Matt Campbell a resolution, I don't know. I think what you've signed on to is a whole bunch of 7-5 seasons. But enjoy them. I mean, again, because 11.33 wasn't enough. So 7 will be good. 7 will be good. You know, you'll be playing, you know, Rutgers in the Who Gives a Crap Bowl. Go ahead, Ramona.
We fired James Franklin at 3-3. Thought we'd get a head start. Thought we'd finally be free. We made a big list with a whole lot of names, but every coach we called said, I'm good, thanks. Now it's signing day morning, and I'm looking at the stats. Montana State's ahead of us. How the heck they manage that? We're searching for a coach and losing recruits, watching four-star dreams put on other school suits. The portal's on fire, our class is down to two, and even Missouri State's doing better than we do. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and somehow losing crumble cookies too. Franklin took his buyout, rode off in the night. Next day he's eating crumble at Virginia Tech site. He stole half our roster and a signing class too. Left a blue and white crater where our future once grew. And did Wild Use coach said no. Pretty wild when the Mormons ghost you first, you know. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and losing recruits. Every phone call ends with, nah, man, I'm good. The stadium's empty, more starting to droop. We're getting bodied online by a pastry group. Yeah, we're searching for a coach and losing five stars in a line like soup. They say don't make decisions when emotions are hot, but we panicked in October and this is all we got. A list full of almost, an inbox full of no, and a fan base crying louder than a saxophone. So and losing recruits, used to be a playoff team, now we're looking like Purdue. If patience is a virtue, then Lord knows we blew it, cause right now Jane Franklin is the best option, and we somehow knew it. We're searching for a coach. Oh Lord, we're searching for a coach. Hey.
So freaking good. It just, it's absolutely incredible, and it really tells that whole story. Getting bodied online by a pastry group, Ramona. That's the whole cookie crumble thing. I didn't even know about the cookie crumble thing until Ben told me that yesterday. I didn't know about that part. I mean, that's the money that kept Sataki at BYU, this whole cookie crumble thing, you know, some riches from this cookie crumble company. And then Ramona, James Franklin at Virginia Tech was seen with the cookie crumble box in front of him too, just to rub it in even further. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what Penn State, what's happened to Penn State. And I don't think they have resolution. I think they have mediocrity. I think that's what they wound up with. But, you know, again, is it better than a couple of their choices would have been? Yeah, I mean, I think Matt Rhule would have been a sub-500 coach at Penn State. I think Matt Rhule's a terrible coach, and I think that would have been a disaster. So, you know, at least they didn't get him. You know, somebody on the text line asked me, Walt, do coaches work like quarterbacks? Just say no to Matt. Yes, they do. Pretty much they do, yeah. Again, look, Matt Campbell better than Matt Rhule, but that's it. I mean, like I said, you fired a guy who couldn't beat, allegedly, because he couldn't beat Ohio State, and you hired a guy who can't beat Iowa. Okay, so I don't know how that's an answer. Here's all Matt Campbell is. Matt Campbell is a Band-Aid on the hemorrhage. That's what he is. Penn State was hemorrhaging and losing blood pouring out of their bodies, out of their collective souls. And they finally stopped the hemorrhaging with Matt Campbell. And so at least there's that. At least there's that. But again, I think that Matt Campbell's a good guy. I think if they want a good guy who's going to win seven games, maybe eight games a year, something of that sort, I think you got your guy. You know, he's sort of a jag to me, and I don't think he's ever going to take Penn State to the promised land. But we'll see. I mean, but I don't think he will. I think what you got is a guy who's going to win seven, eight games, and I think that's who he's going to be. Again, look. Listen, if Matt Campbell was so friggin' great, how come nobody else offered him any of these other jobs in this whole cycle? How come? We haven't heard his name one single place. not one single place. Because I think most people recognize him for what he is. He's a dude who coaches in Iowa. That's what he is. And is he going to recruit to the level that Penn State needs to recruit? I don't think so. I guess we'll see. Not again. I don't hate Matt Campbell, but I don't like him either. He would never be on my list of guys I would want to coach my football team. Never. Again, would he be above Matt Rhule? Yes. Above Kalani Sitake in this situation? Yes. Not normally. I mean, Kalani Sitake's a better coach, but in this situation, Kalani Sitake was just a desperate play by Penn State. Again, they were hemorrhaging. They were looking for anything. And so they tried to make that move. And it looked desperate. It felt desperate. And we talk about fits because fits do matter to a degree. And I think that would have been one of the worst fits of all time. So I think they avoided that when they went with what was in their mind a lesser choice. Because let's be honest, they chose Sitake first. And that blew up on them. That cookie crumbled on them. And so then they went in this direction. And that's where they are. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out for them.
That guy can actually sing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he can.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, no, the song itself, forget the words.
Yeah.
The song itself is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's get to some Clemson recruiting class analysis. We have all these games to cover, too. We'll do all that in the remainder of the show. All right, so if you were not with us 2 days ago, we covered these top six guys in some depth. You can go back to the podcast and listen to that later. But again, just quickly rebooting those first six. Naheem Burrows, the wide receiver, 10'6", 4", 6 foot, 175, competitive spirit, a lot of stop and go stuff, double moves. He's when I say competitive spirit, he's a willing blocker at that size, which is impressive. You know, I noted that that he often beat inside leverage, which is difficult to do. Basically, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's when the cornerback plays you to prevent you from going inside. In other words, maybe they don't want you to execute slant passes. Venables at one point didn't want Alabama to execute slant passes, so you played inside leverage and you took that away. Almost always when you play inside leverage, you will take the inside away. That's not the case with Burrows. I've watched Burrows numerous times beat inside leverage to the inside. George Pickens did that the other night when Dallas played. Not against Detroit, but he, although he may have at some point. I haven't seen the whole game yet. And then he doubles as a return guy as well. So a good get by Clemson. Kentavion Anderson, the 6'2", 190-pound safety from Dorman, 10.88. Again, wherever possible, I give you 100-meter times. 10.88 and 22.47, the 200-meter times. Those are good times for big-bodied safety. Physical, plays downhill. You know, sort of a box safety type, but again, that carries a negative connotation. I think he's more than just a box safety, but he was used in that manner a lot at Dorman, playing downhill, aggressive defense. He diagnoses quickly. He explodes through guys. Pretty much a form tackler from most of what I see on film. You don't see that much anymore. I saw him in man-to-man a little bit of zone coverage. I think he's going to be a good player at Clemson. So I think it's a good. That's a good get. Rudy, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let me take a break here. Let me tell you about Benton Equipment. Benton Equipment and Supply is a brand new updated website. That website, BennettEquipment.com. That is your portal. That is your portal to everything good. BennettEquipment.com, BennettEquipment.com. Check out that new website. It's all right there for you. Benton Equipment Supply has been in business 25 years. Eddie Bennett, name renowned throughout the upstate. Benton Equipment Supply has four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 US 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Benton Equipment provides you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last. big enough to handle it, small enough to care. Again, they feature Takeuchi. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. Again, I had a full-size excavator from Benton Equipment, the Westminster location. Takeuchi work on my property was amazing to see, just incredible. Benton Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, a large supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service parts. Benton has it all. They do it all. You cannot go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing this union of Benton Equipment and Takeuchi. Trust me, you will thank me later. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Benton. And again, go to the website, BentonEquipment.com. You'll find it all there. And when you contact them, tell them I sent you. Rudy, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779, and find out what you can save.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016, 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit EngineeredSleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 5.99% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends July 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13% to 17.9% will apply. See website for details.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Going to throw it deep, down long. There's Wesco! Catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes! Touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I get to be moving on a year. I get to clean my babe. I get to be moving on a year. I might go out to California. Go down to Georgia.
JJ Kill. Hey, listen to this. Orange Bill sent me this. I think he did. I'll check that in a second, but I'm pretty sure he did. How about this? And Rudy, I'm coming to you in a second. Georgia, Ramona, we knew this was going to come at some point. Georgia's going to be the first test case, the first real test case of this. And it's going to be fascinating, not just to see how this turns out, but to see whether this impacts Georgia's NIL recruiting. Georgia is taking Missouri defensive end Damon Wilson to court for $390,000 in damages after his transfer.
Remember that one player that was going around trying to transfer, and he finally somebody just didn't take him or something, and we were thinking that they should sue them.
Yes, we've talked about the possibility of this before, and now The possibility has come to fruition. Georgia's athletic department is headed to court in a potentially precedent-setting legal effort to recoup approximately $390,000 in damages from former Bulldog defensive end Damon Wilson. He's Missouri's top pass rusher this season after transferring in the offseason. ESPN apparently first broke this story. I'm reading it on On3. Georgia's asked a judge to force Wilson into arbitration to settle a clause in an agreement he had with the Bulldogs team collective that effectively served as a buyout fee for exiting his NIL deal early when he transferred to Missouri in January. Wilson played for the Dogs in 2023 and 2024 and reportedly signed a new NIL agreement with Georgia's Classic City Collective 2 weeks prior to entering the NCAA transfer portal. In Ramona, he signed an agreement with the Georgia Collective 2 weeks prior to entering the transfer portal, which is unbelievable. Like what, we were going to forget about it? Through its collective, Georgia initially paid Wilson a total of $30,000 before his transfer and now claims that Wilson still owes the school a lump sum of $390,000 that was due within 30 days of his decision to leave the team.
I'm sorry. He signed that thing, and he didn't know what he was signing. They get all that money. They don't know what to do with it, and I guarantee he doesn't have all that money anymore.
Well, again, the math doesn't quite add up. I mean, it says he signed a collective deal for $30,000. Now he owes $390,000. How do you get to owe $390,000? I guess that's part of
the fine print.
That's part of the fee for leaving, I guess. He has a expensive buyout. The particular clause cited in Wilson's deal with the Classic City Collective is for liquidated damages that many schools and collectives have inserted into their NIL agreements to both protect their investment in players and deter transfers. Georgia is among the first college athletic departments to publicly try to enforce the liquidated damages clause by filing suit against the player. quote, when the University of Georgia Athletics Association enters binding agreements with student athletes, we honor our commitments and expect student athletes to do the same. Georgia Athletics spokesman Stephen Drummond told ESPN in a statement Friday. Drummond declined to explain why the damage fee is so much higher than the amount initially paid out to Wilson, which was my question a second ago, according to ESPN. I had not read ahead in this. I just came across this because Orange Bill sent it to me a second ago. Wilson reportedly signed a term sheet with the Classic City Collective in December of 2024, shortly before the Bulldogs college football playoff quarterfinal loss to Notre Dame. Wilson's 14-month contract with the collective was worth $500,000 to be distributed in monthly payments. Well, that would explain that then. Wilson's 14-month contract with the collective was worth $500,000 to be distributed in monthly payments of $30,000, with two additional $40,000 bonus payments to be paid out after the NCAA's previous two transfer portal windows closed for remaining committed to Georgia. So he's going to get $40,000 bonus for remaining committed, according to legal documents obtained by ESPN. So, you know, well, let me just read one more line. Wilson's contract with Georgia's collective reportedly dictated that should Wilson either withdraw from the team or enter the transfer portal during the term of the deal, he'd owe Classic City Collective a lump sum equal to the remaining money he would have received had he stayed with the Bulldogs through the length of the term sheet.
Good for them.
I agree.
I'm glad they're doing it.
This is the first pushback or blowback we've seen to the insanity.
Yeah.
I think this is good needing.
I mean, people in a regular life,
right?
To quote Odell Beckham, they sign stuff like that all the time.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, my man, you signed a contract, and Georgia's going to make sure you live up to the terms of that contract, and the reality is you didn't. God. So, look, as I read this, they actually, this dude actually does owe them $400,000.
All the other schools are going to look in their little things and see if they have something like that. Well, I would.
Yeah. Well, look, it says that all of their schools are starting to put these clauses in their contracts. Yeah. Look, if you break your contract, again,
this is real life.
Right. It's
you
real life.
Be real life.
Right. This it's real it. Life. Real money. And if you break your contract, this is what you get. And as look, I, we don't have all the details here. Okay. We have a Cliff Notes version.
Right.
But as I read this, to me, it seems sort of cut and dry that he's liable for the money. Now, Georgia wants a judge to force arbitration, and then an arbitrator's going to rule on this matter as to whether this dude is liable for the money. The next question is, Ramona, does he have the money?
That's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
He might.
Is he in the Odell Beckham school of money saving?
Yeah, because I was reading yesterday, Odell. He had a $9 million car collection.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really, yes.
Bragging about it.
Yes.
That's what was
not
he called
anymore.
It? Flaunting it.
Yeah, flaunting it.
When he had money, he was flaunting money.
Yeah, yeah. And he's doing a lot less flaunting these days. He's selling his friggin' shoes.
the used ones.
Yeah. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
My friend, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Rudy. Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. Guess what? I'm going to have, in the memory of Odell Beckham Jr., I'm going to have some ramen noodles tonight. It's going to be really great.
You got them, don't you, Rudy?
I got the chicken and the beef. I don't know which I'm going to have, so we'll flip a coin.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
There you go.
Hey, Walt, honestly, talking about the transfers, what about Georgia's QB that transferred to Vanderbilt? Wouldn't he a 4-5-star?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and look, we're going to see, again, more and more of all of this.
Are we looking at Pavia 2.0?
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, Vanderbilt also landed a 5-star commitment at quarterback in this cycle, so Pavia did a lot for them. I think
Pavia has a lot of money. Nashville got a lot of money.
It seems that way, and Pavia is still – very much in consideration for the Heisman Trophy. I mean, I think he could win. I mean, he seems like most people think he's third right now, but I'm not so sure. I mean, he's an SEC guy.
He's the best player on the team by far. Yeah.
I mean, they went 10-2, and the only two losses were road losses to Bama and Texas.
Well, let me tell you this. I was in Easley a few weeks ago picking up that recliner from my mom, which I...
Awesome.
You know, when I did that for Tigers for Tatas.
Awesome.
That is the worst traffic in the state. It took me 10 minutes to get out of the parking lot.
Well, hopefully you didn't get stuck at the train.
No, I didn't see any trains, but okay. I was pretty upset with how long it took me. So
yeah,
anyway, well, let me ask you this: what's your?
By the way, Rudy, thank you every year you show up in a major way for Tigers for Tatas, and we want to thank you.
I try to because it's a lot to my family. It means a lot to me personally, and you know, my family's been touched by this, which everybody's family has been touched by this. Oh my God, they got some donkey hollering out here. Whatever, okay, dude, go on about your way. Go eat some grass.
Anyway,
I know, but I've got a donkey right here, and he's hollering at me.
Go Jesus. Eat some grass.
Look here, dude. Go get some bark off a tree. I'll get you. Okay. Anyway, well, what's your sorry about that. What's your thoughts on Billy Napier to James Madison?
You're not telling me that happened.
Yeah, I think it's good, right? I think it's legit, yeah.
I haven't even seen that. You're telling me that Billy Napier?
I was heard Billy Napier's going to JMU, yeah.
I haven't even seen that. So let me just look that up, because I have not...
I thought that was a done deal.
Maybe it is. It is.
I don't know.
It is a done deal. Okay. JMU has hired Billy Napier. I hate it.
Why?
I just think you don't
like Napier?
No, I think Billy Napier is a bozo. I just think he's a bad coach, and
he's done good in Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. I think even when he was coaching at a lower level, people doubted his real offensive acumen. And then I thought his offense was just insanely predictable at Florida and just not good at all. I'll say this. James Madison has great football tradition, and maybe the tradition tradition will carry him, you know, as opposed to the other way around. And maybe that's the case. But I'm not in love with Billy Napier. I certainly wouldn't have hired him. It's not directional.
Okay. Okay. Well, I got you. Well, I hope you and Ramona have a good weekend.
Same
and
to you, Rudy.
Sorry about the donkey interrupting everything, but I'll have to go out there and tend
to him.
That's
awesome, Rudy. That's the first live donkey we've ever had on air. Never before.
He's too loud. He wakes everybody up in the community.
Does he have a name?
I call her Josephine.
Okay, so he's a she?
No, I don't know what it is, but I had a donkey that looked just like him, but I had one that was Joe, and I didn't see anything hanging down over here, so I'm going to consider it Josephine.
There you go, Rudy.
Okay.
Thank you,
sorry about the interruption, Walt. All right, appreciate you.
That's all fine, Rudy. Thank you. That's the first donkey, Ramona, we've ever had live on Road
Rage.
First donkey ever. I sort of like it. Who knew that Rudy had donkeys? You know, I mean, who knew? I mean, like, other than like haul stuff around, what do you do with donkeys? I don't really know.
I don't know.
I've never had a donkey. Like, I know you can, like, you know, pull stuff and haul stuff and
I heard that they were like good to watch your house, like dogs.
Really?
You know, guard dogs?
Guard donkeys.
Okay. That's what I hear.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say good eating, and I was concerned.
No, I've never eaten a dog.
I don't think anyone eats donkey. I'm not sure. Maybe. Hey, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Longtime partner of Road Rage and The Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us again. They want to remind you that they're affordable, reliable, trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. This is a fact, people. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. And we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. I have personal experience with this. As I've explained, Brian Franklin saved me on multiple occasions. And had I not taking the action, the proactive action with the Franklin Tree Service to remove trees around my home, Helene would have destroyed my home. It destroyed the rest of my property. And those are the trees closest to my home. And I'm just grateful to the Franklin Tree Service. Free tree assessments to include to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Trust me, they're absolutely the best. You heard from other people who called in and wrote in and said the same thing. They are. Contact Brian. You'll thank you later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open.